Hello and welcome back. It's nice to be with you again as we continue our exploration of the Central Channel. It's always an interesting week. So many ways to go at this structure. The Central Channel. We'll often include energy architecture as the Central Channel is a structure. And our energy centers or chakras line up along this channel, as does our spinal cord and very particular nerve plexi that are related to each one of those chakras. So lots of energy to work with this week. Today we're going to work with the breath and the spine and five familiar patterns of mind that are sometimes called the five poisons. Wow, that's quite the word. But rather than seeing them as deadly or dangerous or even flaws, we'll meet them as energies that can be refined and clarified and returned to their natural wisdom in an alchemical sort of way. So let's get right into it. Take a comfortable seat, let the body settle. Let the hands rest easily. And if it's possible, allow the spine to rise naturally. Upright, yet relaxed. Awake. Not rigid, just dignified. And feel the base of the body supported by the earth. Feel the crown of the head lifting lightly toward the sky. And between the earth and sky, your body becomes a bridge, a channel, a central channel. Bring gentle awareness to the center line of the body. Imagine a subtle pathway running from the base of the spine through the pelvis, the belly, the heart, the throat, up through the center of the head and upward beyond the crown. You don't need to see this clearly or imagine a picture of this in your mind's eye. Just simply sense an inner pathway of balance, of presence, and of energy flow. And take a slow breath in and a full and complete breath out. And again, breathing in, you might feel the breath rise through this center line, aspiring, if you will. And breathing out, feel the breath settle through and throughout this central channel. We'll begin with the root chakra or the base chakra at the coccyx, at the base of the spine. Energies here can express as disconnection, not feeling at home in life, a kind of delusion that forgets we belong here, that we're safe, that we have what we need, that life supports us. If that feeling is present, simply notice it without judgment. As you breathe in, draw breath into this energy center at the base of the spine. And as you breathe out, feel steadiness. Feel the support beneath you and that steadiness spreading through your hips and legs. Delusion becomes wisdom here as grounding, simple grounding, the simple knowing I'm here. Life is supporting me in this moment. And take a few breaths resolute in that knowing. And lift your awareness just a bit to the sacral chakra that's low in the pelvis. Sometimes this center expresses as jealousy or possessiveness. The feeling that relationship means ownership or dependency. Wanting to hold tightly those things, those people, those relationships that must remain free. So as you breathe in, soften at the pelvis, soften at the hips. And as you breathe out, release grasping. Release into the very notion of release. Jealousy becomes wisdom here as sacred relationship, knowing that love is not possession, that connection breathes when it's given space. And lifting your attention once more along this central channel up to the solar plexus, which is just above the navel. And sometimes this center expresses as intense emotion, perhaps anger or control, insistence, the feeling that my way and my timing, my demand is the only way. As you breathe in, feel warmth gathering at the navel. And as you breathe out, let the belly soften. Anger becomes wisdom here as clear strength. The knowing that power need not dominate, that true strength serves everyone equally. And lifting your awareness once more along this central channel to the heart chakra at the center of the chest. Sometimes this center expresses as attachment. Not love itself, but being in love with love. Needing certain feelings, certain responses, certain stories in order to feel whole. In order to feel that there is goodness present. As you breathe in, let the chest gently open and widen. And as you breathe out, let love become spacious. Attachment becomes wisdom here as unconditional care. The knowing that love doesn't cling, love radiates. Lifting your awareness once more to the area of the throat. Sometimes this energy center expresses as pride, self-importance, cleverness. Cleverness used for self-centered ends, where speech serves one's identity more than it serves the truth. So as you breathe in, feel the throat clear and open. And as you breathe out, release the need to prove. Pride becomes wisdom here as humble expression. The knowing that truth doesn't need to be underscored, doesn't need decoration. That wisdom speaks simply and often quietly. And now bring your awareness to the Ajna Center. You might imagine this center just below the hairline at the brow, and sense insight and perspective, the capacity to see patterns with a smile without becoming trapped in them. Breathing in, light rises up through the central channel and becomes radiant at the brow. Breathing out, the mind becomes clear and spacious. Now bring awareness to the crown center just above the top of the head. Sense this space as quite open, spaciousness itself, mystery, vastness. The invitation to acknowledge something greater than the self that lies below it, yet inclusive of it. Breathing in, receive. And breathing out, release into oneness, into vastitude. Now feel the entire central channel at once. From the root center at the base of the spine all the way up to the crown. A grounded base. A graceful pelvis. A steady center. an open heart, a clear throat, a luminous mind, and an awakened crown. You might notice that these poisons are never separate from wisdom. Simply the shadow side of great truths, of great understandings. Whenever confusion or jealousy, anger, attachment or pride arise, they're simply a reminder, a calling to return back to our center. Back to our truth, back to the central qualities of the human spirit, goodness, truth, and beauty. We'll end with our mantra today. Together, breathing light into the mind. Together, breathing light into our feeling nature. Breathing light into the physical body. And breathing light into our sense of self. Realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating. Be with you again soon.